I don't have the numbers as far as comparing to all the other spills, both some of the older spills in the Gulf of Mexico or internationally. I know people are starting to put those numbers together. But part of our pre-authorization plan or our pre-planning for this area involved a pretty extensive analysis or assessment on the use of dispersants with the looking at the benefit for protecting our nearshore resources compared to, you know, some additional, you know, stress to some of our deep water offshore resources. And that analysis has been done. So it was part of our original planning, and that's why it was part of the tools being used on the spill response.